My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
People sometimes ask how we, the cast of My Music, manage to stay friends through the years. I think one reason is that our wives don't play bridge together. Anyway, friends we are, we being, as usual, John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And also present to do the necessarily mathematical work is our CPU, Mary Bell. John, I can't exactly recall which is your star sign, but this waltz is named after a pair of heavenly twins. Very pretty, too. Whose music, John?
Constant Lambert.
Yes.
Sometimes known as Constant Lambert.
Yes, especially in England, where he was born. And the ballet, it comes from the ballet...
Is it Pomona or Romeo and Juliet?
Well, no, since it's about star signs, it's got...
Oh, to do with the horoscope.
Horoscope, yes, that's right. Constant Lambert's horoscope.
Silly Billy.
Horoscope.
Yes.
Frank, a Libran wrote this. Frank, the composer of that, said that his music depicted a county. He said, a land of seafaring folk, male voice choirs, brass bands, Methodism, May Day and Moody and Sankey hymns. Which county was that?
It was written by a friend of mine, in fact, yes. I'm happy to say, yes. Malcolm Arnold.
Very, very jolly nice man.
Who lived in North Cornwall in Padstow.
That's right, yes.
So presumably he's talking about there.
Yes, the first of his four Cornish dances, that's right, by Malcolm Arnold. Ian, something quiet and reflective. What is it, and what colour is the flute upon which it is being played?
I'll take the difficult part first. The colour of the flute is silver, I think.
No.
Gold.
Gold. Gold. Ah, golden gold. Flute.
Of course, gold.
It's his
of course,
golden
gold,
flute.
Gold. Of course, gold, because it's being played by Jimmy Galway.
That's right, yes.
And it flute. Is... I can go further than that and say that it is Meditation from Thais.
Yes, bye.
And I can go even further than that and say that one of the most charming things that I think was ever said about Jimmy Galway was by another marvellous Irish musician, Havelock Nelson, who described the very young Jimmy Galway as terribly talented.
Yes, terribly
it's a
talented,
lovely expression. Yes.
Meditation. I've heard him tell that wonderful saga about his audition for the Berlin Philharmonic. It goes on about 20 minutes, but one lovely thing I liked about it, and they said, Galway, play now, play Galway. And after he'd played and he'd won the audition, they came and said, Mr. Galway, you are now a member of the Berlin Philharmonic. He said, now, just a moment, I'm not sure I want to play with your orchestra. But he did for about 4 or 5 years.
Yes, he did, that's right. He was an hour late for the audition, wasn't he? Or an hour and a half late or something.
Well,
like that.
Yes,
so he said.
They sent him a telegram at the last moment and the plane was late.
Ah, well,
this
yes,
and that.
You're right. Dennis, tell me what your ear detects about this girl singer. Very young, very talented, and...
Mm-hmm.
have stumbled, a girl can grumble. I haven't the voice for that. Those castles in Spain, they're brave for a while with the flags of your dreams, and then they crumble. A girl can grumble. It just isn't done, it seems.
Notice anything?
Well, I noticed was I thought she was an American to start with.
That's right.
And then, actually, I've got my car has got a second gear that's like that. It slips in and out like her accent.
I
actually thought she was, because she's very swinging and jazzy,
yes,
and then suddenly
right.
It was castles.
Yes, she sings a girl can't grumble, and then it's castles in Spain.
Yeah.
Yes, in fact, English. Litza Davis with the National Youth Jazz Orchestra.
Good, very good.
That's
yeah.
right. An English girl, though. British girl, anyway. Simple, really. I play on the piano a line of a song, and you carry on with the next line. Right, John. I meant with the words, actually.
I didn't say that.
So give him another chance.
Well, you may give me another chance. I'm not giving you one. I've won the point.
Yes. All right. Memo, be more careful in future.
That's right.
My eyes are dim. I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me, is what I had in mind. Right. Frank, I play a bit and then you sing the words that follow.
Right. You'll get no promotion this side. It's a very dangerous thing to ask me to say the words to.
Somewhat, yes.
There are variations.
Yeah, that's right.
The text varies.
Yes. You'll get no promotion this side of the ocean.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Pardon?
Starts Bless All the Corporals.
Yes, that's right. The one.
Well,
and their offspring.
Yes. Yes. Ian, here's yours, right? Bit of music and then you sing the next line.
Yes.
Right. That fooled the audience.
And it fooled the audience, it
well,
fooled me.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Maria. How do you get into it?
There's your note.
Maria!
Got it. Actually, it's Maria.
I took myself by surprise there.
Getting the thumb out of a dyke. Needed
Dennis,
blasting.
First, just a line from me, and then the line that follows it from you, right?
She went sweetly, she sang to me till all my money was spent.
Da, da, da.
Well, you're totally getting at these prices.
Right, right. People are always writing to me to say how much. People try again.
It's interesting there because I think most people in the audience sang tweet tweet, but it's in the words it's chip.
In fact,
she said.
I think I'm right in saying.
People are always writing to me to say how much Dennis's singing has improved over the years, and they're right. Because here is part of a recording made 17 years ago of Dennis singing exactly that same bit.
Sweetly she sang to me till all my money was spent.
Now he's put me on. How is that whole better? I mean, you've got to prove it.
I just think it's better.
Yeah, I speak worse, though.
Lisa's singing the same key 17 years later. Some people don't. There are some charming dialects in England, English folk song. Let's see if you can place one or two of them. John, this is the last verse, the moral, of a song called The Nutting Maid. Which county, though?
Now all you pretty fair maids, a warning take in time. And if the nutting you should go, pray do get home in time. For if you should stay out late to hear the ploughboys sing, it's a nurse you will sure to want at the beginning of the spring.
County?
She's the BBC Repertory Company.
Potter's Bar sprang to mind.
It's George Attrill of... Does anybody in the audience know which county? Sussex, did somebody say? Fittleworth, yes, Sussex. It was a Sussex dialect, that was.
I was wondering whether Frank would get in first with the remark that it was much ado about nutting.
Nutting.
No?
No.
Would I?
No.
Would I? Well, no, you wouldn't.
Would I perpetrate? You might.
Had I thought of it, I would.
Frank, your song includes a place name, which is a slight giveaway, I must admit. The dialect ought to be familiar, anyway.
Near the town of Folkestone, where the shock indeed was down, Mariah rang, sweet Caroline, were murdered by Switzerland John.
Somber story.
He's awfully good.
Awfully good, yes.
It's not the accent of our recent leader, Mr. Heath, but it should be.
That's right.
If it's Folkestone, it's presumably Kent.
Yes, it's your county too, isn't
yeah,
it?
But yes, it's quite near Folkestone.
Well, the singer who was awfully good, as you say, was Charlie Scamp, recorded at Chartham Hatch, Canterbury, singing about the Folkestone murder. Ian, the sweet primroses, from which county?
As I walked out one fine midsummer's morning, for the view were filled and to take the air, down by the banks of the sweet primroses, there I beheld a most lovely fair.
Yes.
I think it's Kenneth Williams. Doing his rambling Sid Rumpo.
Very like.
Mind you, should have heard him 17 years ago.
It was actually Sidney Richards from...
I would say it was the West Country.
Fairly. Anybody know in the audience? No, Somerset. Somerset. Do we give him West Country if we allow that?
Thank you.
Right. Dennis, when you and I collaborate over a song at the end of each of these programmes, you occasionally have been known to make a false start. To make you feel at home, so does this singer. From which county does he come?
It was on the... It was on the 5th of August, the weather hot and fair. On two big fair I did repair, for love I was in flight.
Nice song.
Yes. Well, it's very easy, ladies and gentlemen, this one, because it's Steve's county, and that is actually how he talks when he's not broadcasting.
That's what it seems, yes.
Is it absolutely de rigueur to remove your teeth to sing these beautiful old songs?
They're the only ones who remember them, that's the trouble. That was Dear Jack Taylor of Saxby All Saints singing Brig Fair, the song, of course, from which Delius's lovely orchestral work came.
I know how Dennis loves these songs, and I thought of him the other day because I was recording a dear old chap in Norfolk, and he sang one song, and it had 19 verses. And I could just imagine Dennis's face at... about verse 7.
Did he repeat the chorus in between each verse?
Yeah.
The burthen.
Yeah. A record review by Peter Stadlin in a newspaper carried a headline that caught my eye. It occurred to me that each of you might give it a different interpretation. This headline read, Magical Mutter. I'm going to ask John last of all for his interpretation of that. But Frank, Ian, Dennis,
what sort of mutter?
Mutter. What sort of artist or performance would come to mind on reading those words? Magical mutter. Who mutters magically for you, Frank? It's rather a nice expression, magical mutter.
Conjurers do, don't they? They
Abra.
Hmm?
Abracadabra.
No, they say that, otherwise you wouldn't know what they said.
Yes, they mutter.
Well, you don't know what they're muttering. It's when they're fishing around at the back of the top hat.
When things have gone wrong, they go... Yes, they mutter magically. I was thinking perhaps musically, but Ian, who mutters musically and magically for you?
Well, I don't know about musically. I could imagine a magical mutter might be if somebody came up and said,
Your wife's just rung to say you've won $500,000 on the pools.
That would be a fairly magical mutter,
wouldn't
it?
It would indeed. Dennis?
The one I remember was a variety artist called Monsieur Eddie Gray, who was a tremendously funny man, but the great thing was if you got right near the front, as he was juggling, he used to mutter. And they were treasure trove if you got near enough, because he used to say things like, I don't know what I'm doing here, making a fool of myself in front of a couple of 100,000 people. I don't know what I'm doing here at all. I think I left £40,000 in used notes on the dressing room somewhere. And they used to change every night, and people used to collect them. You know.
There was another very languid Australian juggler.
Well, Rob Murray, who modelled himself on an act called Rebler, who used to
but
do
But Rob Murray, he was on recently. Yeah. It's lovely to see him again. Yes. He said, oh,
and the conjurer...
I'm never going to get this right.
That's you know, right. The conjurer... the thing that Tony Hancock once told me that reduced him to tears of laughter was he saw a very... very, very third-rate conjurer who did only what was called equipment tricks. That's things you can buy in the shops, at Christmas time. And this man did what they call the egg-in-the-bag trick, which is the black velvet bag. You see, there's nothing in it. He pulls it out the other side, nothing. Then he produces, he does it like that again, produces an egg. And he holds it up and he muttered to himself, the man must be in league with the devil.
Yes, it was
nothing beyond this. Yes, yes.
He must be in league with the devil.
He must be in league with the devil. Eddie Gray used to
say
that. He must be a follower of the left-hand path.
Oh, what lovely days they were, weren't they? Just before we leave this, John, magical mutter, what would that be in a musical connection?
Well, he might have been writing about a performance of Mutter Courage, because... he being German, he might have meant it that.
No, this is
or he might have meant a violinist.
Yes, young German violinist.
Or Sophie Anne Mutter.
Yeah, Anne Sophie Mutter. That's Anne right.
Mutter, her yes.
Carry on.
And her Mutter came to.
Yes, it was Mutter, that's right. Right, medley time. Eight tunes to be identified. Four by each side, starting with John and Frank. My medley, then, and John, the first one.
Oh, I feel inclined to do a Robin Ray. Could it possibly be the sonata in E-flat, Les Adieux, Opus 81A, by Ludwig van Beethoven?
Yes, it could, Les Adieux. Beethoven's sonata number 26 in E-flat, followed by...
I wonder whether it was Three Blind
Mice. Yes, it was. Yes. Opus 3000.
It's Lieutenant Kishre.
Kishre,
Prokofiev.
Yes, or Troika, or Sleigh Ride, it's
one of the two Prokofiev pieces you know, Steve.
Yes, it is, that's right. What's the other one?
Classical Symphony.
Yes, that's right.
No, you have played the Symphony number 5.
I think I have.
Before now.
I may surprise you. I may yet surprise you.
Yes,
I may yet surprise you. Anyway, then the fourth tune.
Secret Love.
Secret Love, thank you. Right.
Do you know we got all four?
Yes, you did. Four.
Isn't that amazing?
Four half marks. I saw your hand moving, Dennis, when I played the next one.
Well, I thought that was our secret love. That's what I was doing. I put on the highest hill, actually, which was... Guess Who I Saw Today.
Guess Who I Saw Today from New Faces. Yeah. Well, I'll give you that. Ian, I think you get the one.
Yes, I know the tune so well. That's as far as I can.
It's from. It's based on Grieg's Wedding Day. It's in the song. In Song of Norway. It's Strange Music. Ah, missed it. Then came.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. In other words.
In other words.
And the last one.
Valentina.
Valentina. Yes, you've got three out of the four. Fair enough.
Is that all?
Yeah. Enjoy this moment while you may.
Yes.
Our scorer, Mary, figures in some way with in every one of the four final songs this week, either being sung about or sung to or something, in one of them, actually, by name. A very grand name it is, too. Frank, describe Mary in 32 Irving Berlin bars, starting low because later it goes high.
A pretty girl is like a melody that holds you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She is in your memory by morning, night and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. And you are.
John, your turn to serenade a girl. According to your song, what is she like?
I hope this isn't like Mary, because it ends rather unhappily.
No, we'll get just the first line from Mary,
yes,
and the rest to someone
else. She's like a swallow. She's like the swallow that flies so high. She's like the river that never runs dry. She's like the sunshine on the lee shore. I love my love and love no more. 'Twas out in the garden this fair maid did go, a-picking a beautiful primrose. The more she plucked, the more she pulled, until she got her apron full. It's out of these roses she made a bed, a stony pillow for her head. She laid her down, no word did say, until this fair maid's heart did break.
Genesis now. Where does that fit in?
Well, in the year of my birth, Sigmund Romberg, of all people, put his name to a sort of love song, or a song of admiration anyway, which Dennis is going to revive now. Our Mary is a very keen swimmer, so Dennis sings.
I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me. I pretend I'm a crab, and their ankles I grab. Who wouldn't be a lobster in the sea? For peaches abound on the beaches, and picking them's my specialty. I get those navy notions when I see floating queens. I dive right in the ocean and I play submarines. So I take off my Homburg to Romberg, 'cause women love swimming with me.
I love I take off my Homburg to Romberg. That's your own line. Lovely. And finally, Ian sings about your name, Mary.
For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary.
before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name altogether, for it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But with propriety, society will say Mary, but it was Mary.
You're all right, Ian, are you?
Yeah, I, in half an hour, I'll be all right.
It's funny. Sounding square was high praise in George M. Cohan's day. Sound so square. Back to our day for a final score. A victory on this particular occasion for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.